One of the best examples of this is in the broadcast industry, where you've had like a weatherman from Channel 7 in Little Rock that moves to Channel 4. He can't go to work for Channel 4 until he sets out a certain period of time. That's an example of the prohibition, and you have those in contracts throughout different types of industry. So I think what this does, it is a great benefit to the employees because it makes them more marketable and gives them an advantage, I think, in trying to negotiate their positions and the job requirements. However, I think from an employer standpoint, it gives the employers a great deal of concern because you put a lot of money, you put a lot of training into an individual. They learn certain things about your company, and then all of a sudden they can leave and go to work the next day for somebody else, which could damage the employer. So it really kind of cuts both ways, and I see both sides of it, and it'll be interesting to see how a court eventually rules. And that's what it's going to take. It'll take a court ruling on this. I don't see this becoming effective until a court has an opportunity to kind of sort through everything and determine what's legal and what's not.